Salman Rushdie was born in Pakistan in 1944. He came to the United States in his early 20s for grad school. He eventually settled in New England and became a professor of biology at Rhode Island College. He worked there for more than three decades. Rushdie is one of more than 530,000 Americans who've died from COVID-19 in the past year, and we've been remembering some of them. Today, Rushdie's daughter, Noreen, shares his story.
My parents took all the precautions. They were masked, they were social distancing, and I never thought that they would get it in their small little town. I would definitely describe my father as a homebody. I used to say that even if somebody gave Dad a fully paid trip anywhere he wanted to go, he would rather stay home. He has to take care of the plants and check the mail. That's what he would say. My parents used to have a lot of musical evenings where they would sing old Bollywood songs together with their friends, with like a speaker system and a mic. The moment you walk into our home, there's a sunroom and there's a beautiful worn leather armchair with all his books that he's collected. I mean, hundreds and hundreds. The bookshelf goes up to the ceiling. When he would visit Pakistan, he would go to the antique shops and the old bazaars and pick up, you know, big copper platters and Persian rugs and, you know, different knickknacks. But that sunroom was like his abode, and he was just always there. He was always sitting there, and sorry. So after my dad passed, I started, you know, going through the basement, and I just found boxes and boxes of documents from his life, letters, postcards. There was a journal from 1978 where he had spent a few months back home in Pakistan. And he talks about how this is my home, but I don't feel at home here anymore. You just never see that side of a parent, you know. And he clearly had intricate feelings and thoughts and experiences. So I wish I knew more about that. But he doesn't know about that part of me as well. So maybe that's life. My mom started feeling a few mild symptoms, and then a few days later, my dad started feeling the same symptoms. He tested positive right after Thanksgiving, and the whole week he said, I feel fine. The next week, I had messaged my mom, and she said, you know, Dad's feeling really weak and slightly disoriented, and I said, what is his oxygen level? And she said, 80. I said, you need to go to the hospital right now. She said, I dropped him outside of the ER. He refused a wheelchair. He walked in and he never walked out. On December 27th, they called, and I can still hear them telling my mom, your husband, he didn't make it. And I can see my mom's face, and that was it. You know, every night we would call, and the nurse would keep the phone next to his ear, and we would play him his favorite old Bollywood songs from the 1950s. Those were the ones that he would sing solo with a microphone in our sunroom. And there's one about, you know, the weather being so beautiful on a certain day. And we played that for him while he was in the hospital, and my mom was singing along with it. I mean, we don't know if he heard us, but we can hope he did.